Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tonight, the Royals trying to snap this three-game losing streak. And yesterday, look, you're going to have a spot starter because Alec Marsh is on the IL, and everybody kind of knew it was going to be Jonathan Bolin, based off of, unfortunately, how Daniel Lynch has started the season down in the minors. So Bolin was the option. And I think watching Bolin in particular, he looks like he could be an asset in the bullpen at some point. I don't think he's a starter ever really for this team. They just needed somebody to spot start. But you watch him pitch, he can be a guy, I think, that helps him in the bullpen later on this season. Right now, they're just in a little bit of a funk to me. It's the ebbs and flows of the baseball season. I said it yesterday. If I told you they'd have 17 wins at the end of April, we all would have signed up for it. I do
Which
want
is
them
a franchise
to win.
Record?
I do want them to win tonight because, a franchise record, I believe, most wins will be if they get to the 18th.
A franchise record now, right?
Yeah, so if they get a win tonight, they would have 18, which would be the most in April in club history. But that requires a win this evening and also snapping a three-game losing streak.
Like, I looked up that Buster Olney stat, I think it was, where to win 17 games a year after in April, a year after you had lost 100 games, only happened two times in Major League Baseball history. One was the 2003 Kansas City Royals, a team that we all infinitely enjoyed, and last year's Pittsburgh Pirates, the only two teams to manage that accomplishment. There is no way for you to spin to me that April was not a success for this team, even if they lose their fourth straight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I am concerned because the fear was always going to be when somebody misses time, and they had the worst starter, hypothetically, based on 1 through 5 and the way that they the worst starter missed time. And you're like, hey, can you just hold on to it? Can you just give me a little juice? Bolin showed me a little juice. Like the breaking pitch wasn't there. Fastball looked like it had a little life. I'll give it another entertainment. Part of my frustration is they've been trying to hand this fifth starter job to Daniel Lynch for years. He can't even be the first choice up anymore. Like, whatever hope I had for Daniel, it's cooked. I don't want to disbelieve. I hope it all comes together. But they gave Bolin the first crack because he was pitching really well in AAA. And I thought, didn't pitch great last night. Look, Justin Turner got the better of him a couple of times, which sucks. But he's a major league hitter. He's been around a long time. And he took advantage of you. The Royals, I don't, you know, like, obviously, if they lose 4 in a row, it's the same thing we were talking about before. Can you stop the losing streak before it gets bad? It is a massive pitching matchup again tonight. It is Berrios versus Reagans again. Two guys who would have been contenders for the Cy Young 3 weeks into the season and certainly still are two of the pitchers pitching as well as anyone in Major League Baseball. So they're going to need Reagans to come through with the win tonight before they come back home.
And this time they both should be able to pitch the full game. We don't have the rain issue. They're in Toronto. So
only went 5 innings.
Yeah, because and the Royals ended up winning that game, but it was rain shortened game or whatever. So they wrap things up today and tomorrow in Toronto before coming back home. We'll have Vern on the show Thursday with the day game tomorrow. So normally Vern will join us on a Wednesday. But look, I'm with you. I said it yesterday. There are concerns still for sure. But bigger picture, man, let's say they finish even at 17-14. Although 18-13 looks a hell of a lot better than 17-14.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, we all would have signed up for that. And I think in the May, what will be fascinating is to continue to watch with the opponents that they play. You only can play the opponents on your schedule, but I think it's pretty clear also, and this is fine, you don't apologize for it, but they were the beneficiary of playing the White Sox quite a bit. Otherwise, I mean, that's the difference in them being 17-12 and, you know, 500.
But know? 500, I probably would have taken it, too.
100%. 100%. And so they get the Blue Jays, and then, by the way, they're going to take on a defending World Series champion Rangers team. Then you get the Brewers before things
Brewers are really good
could ease up a little bit with the Angels. But it's a tough stretch, and the good news is they're competitive in all these games. And I know that ultimately that's not what matters. But
moral
it's a
victories.
But it's a good sign of, oh, they could. Some of these games are going to flip in their favor, hopefully, as the season continues. Not that they're getting their ass kicked by better competition. No, they're losing close games. You know, like yesterday, you're right, they had a spot starter in Bolin, who didn't have great stuff consistently and got the better of them, the hitters of the Blue Jays, but they lost 6-5. We can talk about the offensive struggles. They scored 5 runs yesterday, though. I know there was runners in scoring position, failed
just
opportunities.
Just kept hitting home runs to try to catch themselves back into the game.
Solo shots, unfortunately, you know, Fermin and Isbell.
Because, like, they just missed their opportunities. Vinny came up with the bases loaded and grounded out with 2 outs earlier in the game, and then Michael Massey came up with a runner in score. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. was standing at third base and just didn't get the hit that time. And sometimes that will happen. You will lose one-run games in baseball. The Royals have done a better job at winning those games than losing those. But, yeah, I just want to make sure that, like, when it comes to the fifth starter, when Bolin has to start again, because he'll just start again, when he has to start again here in 5 games, I want the fifth starter to keep him in games. Alec Marsh didn't pitch lights out 5 straight times. They were 5-0 in his games, but he wasn't the reincarnation of Cy Young when he went out there. He was a good pitcher. He kept him in games. It was always a battle, and he stayed close, and the Royals found a way to win all those games. Bolin kept them within range, right? Because they kept scoring, he kept them within range. That's all I'm asking usually out of the fifth starter. It's just like you don't want your fears to be realized where last year you knew the second they got past starter 3, it was a mess. And they should have enough veterans in AAA that if they have to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 starts here and there from the guy, they should be able to live their lives. That's all I want out of them, mostly. Vinny is struggling. It's like a week straight now.
It is, but here, I guess for me, it's a 162-game season. Yeah. Whether it's the team losing 3 in a row, whether it's
same
a player.
Same as I wasn't panicked at the beginning. I wouldn't panic now.
Yeah, it's the same. You know, there are some other players that are on much longer cold hitting streaks, MJ Melendez, to name one. But you have ebbs and flows, man, of a baseball season. You're going to have guys. I mean, heck, even Bobby Witt Jr.'s quote-unquote cooled off here a little bit, right? Very rarely does a player go 162 without ever having like a 10-game spurt of.
So just Barry Bonds that 1 year.
I mean, there's very few players that didn't have a spurt. So no, let's see what the next week brings, and can they continue some of the momentum that they had earlier in April into May? Because right now, obviously, momentum's heading in the opposite direction. But if you get a stopper tonight and you cut down this 3-game losing streak, and you get level again, if you will. Then I think everybody can take a deep breath. But this is, I think, just the difference of what it's like once again to actually care on a nightly basis about this team. Because in the past 2 weeks in the season, everybody's like, forget it. They're already toast. Now we're everybody's invested. I think more and more people are getting invested. And so with that, you're going to nitpick more things. You're going to be more frustrated by a particular result.
By a loss in game 31. Yeah. By the way, I did see, for the people who continue to complain that you can't watch the Royals, I don't know if the deal's still good, but yesterday they sent out a deal for Bally. You get 2 months for $14.99 total.
There you go.
So if you want to watch the Royals for the next 2 months, $15. Go to their Twitter account.
Get you through June.
The Bally app came in handy last night for non-MLB. So NBA playoffs were going on.
Oh, you can watch the Thunder.
And the Thunder-Pelicans game was really tight in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, let me flip on. And, of course, it pops up. Game is blacked out, which is a whole other topic. What the hell are we blacking out playoff games for, NBA? What the heck is going on?
Oklahoma City games. I'm in Kansas City.
Exactly. It's the dumbest thing. Anyway, so I'm like, and I was like, wait a second. I think the Bally app has the Thunder. And sure enough, I watched the fourth quarter on the Bally app. So there you go. Don't tell me the Bally app doesn't have programming.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.